Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, we are sliding into the hump day, I think. 4 o'clock happy hour. And I'm pretty sure we got a fine guest joining us right from the top. I know we do. Her name, State Rep Jody Emerson. She's a fine Democrat from the Eau Claire area. First-time guest, Jody, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Hi, Jody.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.
Well,
thank you.
Happy September to you. I understand you're a mother of two. Are the kids of school age yet? Did you send them out the door this morning?
Oh, gosh, my kids are actually out of college. So one is a teacher, so I did get a first day of school picture from her. So,
Nice.
No, we're empty nesters, so we can actually enjoy this.
Well, that's something both Dominic and I aspire to. Jody. Jody.
Someday you'll get there, I promise.
We'll get there.
As part of your duties as a state rep, you are on a committee, the Assembly Committee for what? Elections and, I'm sorry, I don't know the proper name of the committee.
Campaigns and elections. Yeah.
Campaigns and elections. I'm sorry I haven't paid more attention to this fine committee, but unfortunately, a few of the Republicans that control the committee effectively, they've sort of taken you guys on some wild goose chases. Jody, how does it feel to serve in the minority on a committee that would like to propagate the big lie?
You know, this is my first year serving on this committee, and I picked an interesting year to start, let's just put it that way. It's been a trip.
Now, Jody, you're effectively a sophomore lawmaker, first elected in 2018 and then reelected. Do you or any of the Republicans on this committee challenge the outcome of their own elections? And I suspect you're okay with your outcome. They're pretty okay with their outcomes as well, aren't they, Jody?
You know, that is a really good point, because it's something that none of them seem to bring up. If they're questioning the election, they're questioning it in a different part of the state because they don't want to put their own stuff at risk. But I mean, we know that this election was accurate. I mean, we've had canvasses, we've had recounts, we've had random machine audits, multiple court challenges. It's the most litigated election in Wisconsin's history, and there's no massive problem with anything, but you know, the fringe of the GOP just keeps on pushing the agenda, and they'd rather deal with that than deal with, you know, affordable housing or job issues or fighting COVID with anything other than wacky, you know, veterinarian medicines that you guys were talking about a little bit ago.
So. Ivermectin. It's the good stuff.
Thank you.
Now, you seemingly are casting aspersions at the committee chairperson, Janelle Branchen, the Republican. Did you feel it was appropriate or not for her to go out to Maricopa County in Arizona and kind of learn from the cyber ninjas? Because, of course, my understanding is Janelle Branchen, the committee chair, as I mentioned, well, she's already trying to issue subpoenas with or without, you know, validity, but she's got lots of big plans. They'd like to do a super secret cyber ninja super audit here in the state of Wisconsin. You know, I'm not sure if I'm using the proper vocabulary, Jody. How close to true am I?
You know, I think the fact that you left out wacky, you know, unfounded, you know, that would get a little closer to what they want to do with this. But I do feel it's ironic that, you know, they wanted to do away with any grant funding for elections because they didn't want private interference in our elections. But yet they're perfectly happy to have private money for these investigations, having the cyber ninjas do some sort of, you know, investigation and audit into our elections and the voting machines. You know, they're perfectly happy with that private money, but not with having private money to have people actually be able to vote in a pandemic. So it's been really, really interesting is the most polite word that I can come up with to describe what's been going on. So,
folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We got a fine state rep. She is Jody Emerson from the Eau Claire area. She's on the Elections Commission on the Assembly side. And Jody, we've recently heard some clandestine audio of U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. And Ron Johnson lays out the math for anyone willing to listen. Quite explicit in the math he lays out, the number of votes, for Republicans in the assembly districts, the number of votes for Republicans in congressional districts, and compares that with the vote outcome for Donald Trump and said effectively Donald Trump underperformed Republican congressional office holders by about 51,000 votes, lost the state by 21,000. If he had turned his out in the same way other Republicans did, he would have won the state of Wisconsin, perhaps not the Electoral College. But Jody, we have the math, Jody. The U.S. Senator laid out and did the math for us. Do you think your Republican colleagues should be listening?
You know, I really think they do. Between Ron Johnson and even Paul Ryan, the former Speaker of the House, admitting that Wisconsin was won by Biden, that there wasn't any fraud in this. You know, and I think it's interesting, especially the fact that Paul Ryan, who's not looking for votes anymore for anything, he's retired from public office as far as we can tell for the, you know, foreseeable future. You know, he's flat out said this was a good election. You know, we just lost it. So, you know, I think what's happening is we have a very vocal minority who is just going to keep on hounding a few specific people until they give into it. And we're seeing the pressure that Speaker Voss is under for this. You know, the fringe of his party is controlling his caucus, and he is making overtures slowly but surely into the way of the far right extremists, you know, the same people who had an insurrection at the Capitol on January 6th. These are the people who are starting to take over the Republican Party and also, you know, by extension, you know, our state legislature, too. So, you know, I never thought I would say I agree with Ron Johnson and Paul Ryan, but they both laid it out that, you know, this election was not stolen. It wasn't fraudulent. And I can't agree more with them. So.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Wisconsin State Rep from the 91st Assembly District, Jody Emerson, joining us. Jody, a pleasure to speak with you for the first time. You mentioned U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, and he did break down the numbers, as Crudy alluded to. However, one of the other things that he said in that video recording was that he would not focus on the election machines themselves. And we see reporting coming out of the Journal Sentinel specifically today, other fine outlets as well, that this, you know, Gableman's going to spend about $370,000, maybe $325,000, on a data analysis contract to specifically look at those machines. And this seems to me, Jody, to be just ratcheting up the cost. Dane County, my understanding alone, has about 200 voting machines, and if for some reason they have to replace all of them because now they have this investigation going on and now no longer can these machines be counted on, that would cost about $1.2 million in Dane County alone, Jody. Are you concerned that this is going to cost a whole lot more to, you know, dig into this big lie?
Absolutely. And the way that this contract is situated is it's, you know, $370,000 to start with. I mean, this could go up, you know, to untold numbers. And the other thing that we have to remember that I think the general public forgets about sometimes is these machines need to be ready to go in February of next year for the spring election. You know, these aren't machines that are used every 4 years or every 2 years. They're used frequently for our spring elections, for our, you know, city council, county board, school board, those types of elections as well. And they need to be ready to go. I don't know what these people are going to be doing with this data analysis and if these machines are going to be used, able to be used again. I know Maricopa County has a lot of questions and they're going to have to replace an awful lot of machines because of what the cyber ninjas and others did to the machines. They, you know, they can't be trusted anymore. And I just have to shake my head. And I think that whoever has started all these conspiracy theories, you know, needs to get off of Netflix or whatever streaming service and stop watching, you know, old episodes of House of Cards, because this is right out of one of their episodes, you know, that machine flipped the vote. And it just hasn't happened. We've had random audits of these machines in Wisconsin. You know, it's statutorily required that we do this to make sure it doesn't happen. And all the audits came out fine. So I don't know what they're looking for, because we've shown it hasn't happened. The machines worked. The process worked. I think the only thing that didn't work is that their person didn't win. And I think it really comes down to, you know, people have, especially during COVID times, are more secluded than ever. And I think some of my colleagues literally haven't talked to anybody who voted for Joe Biden. And so it's out of their realm of possibility that Biden could have won, because they don't personally know anybody that voted for him. That's the bigger problem with all of this, is our seclusion and our gerrymandering and keeping into, you know, tribes, really, of surrounding yourself with people who agree with you.
Jody, we're going to have less than 30 seconds for you. Real quick, on the Campaign and Elections Committee, you know, Cyber Ninjas have been criticized for not having ever done an audit like this before. When Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman testified before your committee, did he articulate for you his specific experience in these kinds of audits?
You know, I don't know a whole lot about a specific audit like this, because I don't think anything like this has ever happened. So we are blazing a new trail, and let's hope it just doesn't get us lost in the woods on this trail. So,
Jody Emerson, fine state rep from the great state of Wisconsin. Dan O'Donnell, Righty Whitey Talk radio host, got to give testimony. Can Dom or I come and give testimony to your committee? Jody, you don't have to answer that. Thanks for coming around.
We'd love to have you.
All right.
We'll come party in Eau Claire, but testimony probably not necessary.
Thank you, Jody.
Devil's Advocates, we'll be right back.
I'm really proud of what we've been able to do.
I don't feel like my time here has been particularly successful.
The irony is a little rich here these days.
I don't know, but I'm suspicious.